Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Colbún Earnings Results Conference Call. My name is Mark, and I will be your operator for today. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. If at any time you require operator assistance, please press star followed by zero, and we will be happy to assist you. I would now like to turn the conference over to our host for today, Mr. Morales, CFO of Colbún. Please proceed.
Thank you very much, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Colbún's 2012 fourth quarter conference call. My name is Cristián Morales. I'm the CFO of the company, and joining me today is our Head of Investor Relations, Macarena Volk. Hopefully, you have received our fourth quarter press release via email, or you have downloaded it from our webpage. Before we begin with the detailed analysis of this quarter results, I would like to highlight some relevant facts of the year 2012. Regarding hydrology, 2012 was the third consecutive extremely dry year, in which the hydroelectric contribution to the system, to the central system, or so-called CIC, fell to barely 40%. This is the lowest percentage of hydro output registered for the system in recent history. Our own hydro output also fell below that of last year, reaching slightly over 5,200 GWh. That figure compares to a normal year where we produce something in the range between 6,500-7,000 GWh per annum. Given these dry hydro conditions, a relevant contribution to our results and to the stability of the system was the operation of our Santa María coal-fired power plant. Since it was declared in commercial operation and handed over to the SEDEC on August 15th, the plant has been operating on a reliable basis, reaching very high load factors during the fourth quarter and generating over 1,800 GWh in 2012. That is 1.8 TWh. Another factor that provided stability to our results and to the system are the natural gas supply contracts that we have secured throughout the year for the operation of one combined cycle unit of our Nehuenco complex. For the first month of 2012, we secured natural gas supply with ENAP, and for the last month of the year with Metrogas. I would also like to mention that we have further secured natural gas supply for the short and medium term. With ENAP, we have reached a short-term agreement for the January to May period of this year, 2013. With Metrogas, we have reached a medium-term agreement for the January to April period for year 2013, 2014, and 2015, which also considers options of supply for other periods during those years. Both of these new agreements consider gas supply for one combined cycle unit of our Nehuenco complex at more competitive conditions than the previous agreement. I would like now to briefly comment on a couple of one-time effects that our 2012 financials had. First, regarding the Santa María power plant. In December, we registered an insurance compensation for income from the effects of the February 2010 earthquake. Regarding the earthquake effect on the delay and the respective loss of profit, we registered $40 million, which are accounted in P&L and in EBITDA specifically. Regarding physical damage, the compensation reached $25 million. Back in 2010, we had already received an advance payment of $9 million concerning physical damage. The total amount that we received was $56 million. Second, our 2012 income tax line registered a $74 million expense, explained by the tax reform law passed during last year, which increased the tax rate for corporations from 17%-20%. If it hadn't been for this one-time effect, the increase in our full-year earnings would have been much higher. Now we turn to Macarena for the more detailed analysis of the fourth quarter results. After that review, I will talk more about our investment projects and expectations for the upcoming months.
Thank you, Christian. In terms of EBITDA, we reached $115 million, aligned with the $116 million of the third quarter of 2012, and higher than the $74 million of the fourth quarter of 2011. This similar EBITDA level can be explained by the drivers listed on pages 3 to 5 of our press release, and which I will now explain. The first and most relevant driver was the evolution of our generation mix versus our commitment. We had a lower hydro output of 283 gigawatt hour, a 20% decrease as compared to last quarter, due to the lower dispatch of our hydro power plant. This lower hydro availability during the fourth quarter is a result of the unfavorable melting conditions throughout the system and the level of its reservoirs, as a result of the persistent dry conditions we have experienced during the past 3 years. We had a higher thermal coal output, which totaled 721 gigawatt hour, a 29% increase as compared to last quarter. This is explained by the reliable operation of our Santa Maria 1 power plant, which presented very high load factors during the fourth quarter. With this hydro and coal output, our base generation totaled 1,887 gigawatt hour, which represented 82% of our committed sales volume of the quarter, as compared to 2,009 gigawatt hour of last quarter, which represented 86%. Regarding natural gas, higher availability led us to generate 747 gigawatt hour with this fuel during the quarter, as compared to 415 gigawatt hour in last quarter. This higher generation is explained by the supply contract reached with Metrogas that Christian already mentioned. In terms of our sales volume to contracted clients, these slightly decreased by 2% as compared to last quarter, and this is mainly explained because during this quarter, the annual maximum of the fixed block of supply with a regulated client was reached. And this leads me to the second driver, which was a favorable spot market balance. The lower hydro, but higher coal and gas output, combined with a higher marginal cost in the system during the quarter, led to a 13% higher dispatch of our thermal power plants with diesel. This resulted in us having surpluses of energy during the quarter, which translated in a net seller position in the spot market for a total of 642 gigawatt hour versus last quarter when it totaled 313 gigawatt hour. And just as a reference, the marginal cost of the system measured in Atocahuel averaged $185 per megawatt hour during the fourth quarter versus $158 per megawatt hour in the previous quarter. The increase in the marginal cost is mainly explained by a lower hydro output throughout the system during the quarter. Another relevant driver in this business are fuel costs. This quarter, we had a lower average cost of thermal generation, mainly due to the lower average cost of coal and natural gas generation, the latter due to the new supply agreement reached. These lower costs were partially offset by a higher dispatch of our diesel open cycle power plant. And two other drivers during this quarter were higher third-party works and supplies costs and higher personnel expenses. This quarter's increase in cost of third-party works and supplies is explained by maintenance carried out in our thermal power plants during the period and a non-recurring effect of inventory adjustments of materials and replacement parts. Meanwhile, the higher personnel expenses are mainly explained by severance, indemnities, and other employee bonuses. And finally, the last relevant driver in this quarter's results is the one-time $40 million income from insurance compensation. As Christian already talked about, this compensation is from the loss of profit caused by the February 2010 earthquake effect on our Santa Maria 1 power plant. Now, on the non-operating side, we posted a loss of $17 million as compared to a loss of $3 million during previous quarter. This loss is mainly explained by higher financial expenses during the fourth quarter, an increase which is due to lower capitalized financial expenses since the Santa Maria 1 power plant began depreciating in September. And it is also explained by the loss reported in the exchange rate difference line due to the 1.3% Chilean peso US dollar exchange rate depreciation during the quarter. At 2012 closing, our assets and liabilities denominated in Chilean peso are pretty much balanced. The income tax item registers an expense of $4 million. This compares favorably with last quarter, which was negatively affected by the one-time non-cash charge of $74 million from the increase in the corporate tax rate that Cristian commented at the beginning of the call. This fourth quarter's tax includes a positive effect from a goodwill generated from the consolidation of three affiliate companies during the period. In summary, an EBITDA of $115 million, a depreciation of $40 million, the non-operating loss of $17 million, and the $4 million income tax resulted in a fourth quarter net income profit of $56 million, as compared to previous quarter's net income profit of $4 million. Cash flow analysis highlights a net inflow of $100 million from operating activities during the fourth quarter of the year, mainly explained by EBITDA. Cash flow used by financing activities was a net outflow of $38 million during the fourth quarter, mainly explained by the amortization of a local U.S. bond. Cash flow used in investing activities was a net outflow of $125 million, explained by CapEx for a total of $121 million made in connection with our projects under construction, mostly the Angostura project, and to contributions to our affiliate company, Hydrocen, of $3 million. During the fourth quarter of 2012, we continued investing around $40 million per month, mainly concentrated in our Angostura project. It is relevant to mention that the company CapEx for 2013 will ease to roughly $20 million per month, around half what we invested in 2012. In summary, the period had a negative cash flow, with financial investments reaching $218 million. Net debt increased by $22 million during the fourth quarter, reaching $1,505 million.
Thank you, Macarena. And now that we have gone through the main drivers of the fourth quarter, I would like to give you an update of the status of our projects and other issues. Regarding Santa Maria 1 power plant, currently the project or the plant has no pending matters, having reached an agreement with the contractor in November, which ended all the legal issues between both parties, and having finished the insurance settlement process from the 2010 earthquake in December. With Santa Maria 1 now into full service during 2012, we have completed one of the system's largest coal-fired power plants, and which will serve as a relevant asset in the company's portfolio and in the system balance. Our next project to come into stream is the Angostura Hydro Project of 316 megawatts. This project continues under full execution stage on various fronts, civil works, the installation of equipment, all the reposition of infrastructure, and compliance with the social commitments with the community. The dam construction is currently underway, and we continue in the phase of reinforced concrete, where the security gate will be installed. We also are working with the hydro devices of the three turbines in the subterranean powerhouse. And with all this, we expect to start to fill the reservoir during the third quarter of this year, put the plant in service by the end of the year. And as you probably know, once this project is completed, will be the largest hydropower plant built in Chile in the last decade. Now, regarding the San Pedro hydro project of 150 megawatts, the execution of the prospection and land studies campaign that we started at the beginning of 2011 has concluded. Now we are consolidating the results in order to determine if further studies are needed and to define the required adjustments with all the information that we have gathered up until today. This stage is expected to continue throughout the second quarter of this year, 2013. And the project construction scale we feel will be determined once all this research and the project redesign are completed. Finally, a few comments on expectations for the upcoming period. Hydro output for the next 3 to 4 months will continue to be very low, given the current levels of the reservoirs and the water streams that are coming to the reservoirs, since we are at the end of the summer. We will have to wait until April to May when the new hydro year begins to have any forecast to the conditions and the new rain season. Having said this, we expect the results for the next quarters to be very much determined by the reduced hydro output, supported by generation of our Santa Maria coal plant, and the important contribution of natural gas supplies that we have secured until April and May for the two combined cycle plants of our Nehuenco complex. So this concludes our fourth quarter results review, and now we will be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, please press star followed by one on your phone. If your question has been answered or you would like to withdraw your question, press star followed by two. Questions will be taken in the order received. Please press star one to begin. Our first question comes from the line of Rodrigo Mora. Please proceed.
Hi, Christian. Hi, Macarena. I have a question related to your commercial obligation for the first part of this year. Could you give us approximately how many gigawatts hours per day the company has to commit, and what do you expect to produce this first quarter in hydro generation?
Hi, Rodrigo. I think for this first quarter, the level of contractual commitment is very similar to the last quarter. So on average, about 700 to 750 gigawatt hour per month.
Sorry, how much?
750. But you have to remember that since March, we are resuming the supply with Codelco. And that contract will have a total volume for next year of about 2,000 gigawatts. So we will have probably another 100 gigawatts, 200 gigawatts starting in March. So with that level of commitment, how we are supplying those, today, or we closed, or yes, we closed January, and January we had a hydro generation, a public figure that you can check. Was slightly above 420 gigawatt hours coming from hydro, and as I said, we expect that to go a little bit down in February and March and April, because we are ending the summer season. We are producing about 250 gigawatts from the Santa Maria, and we are producing in each of the combined cycle plants 250. So if you add up, we are producing well above our contractual commitments.
Sorry, you said 250 Santa Maria 1 and 500 gigawatt with both cycle combined, and in hydro. What do you expect? Approximately 200 or 300?
No, I gave you the figure of January, 400, slightly above 400. And
yeah.
I expect that for February and March, it should be below 400.
Yeah.
But I
maybe, okay. So if I consider 300 or 250 gigawatt per hydro, you could produce approximately 1,000 gigawatt hours, and the commercial obligations are approximately 950, right?
At March.
And what happened with this contract in Codelco? What is the situation in terms of a price contract of this year? Well, I ask the question because I when I see the price of the average price of free customer, Monomic price is the last quarter was approximately 82, right? $82 per megawatt hour.
Yes, I think as we have always told, we cannot disclose specific terms of the Codelco contract. But we have also said that we have that allow us, the company, to cope with the hydro situation and in general what we have called a system that is still not in balance. Having said that, today, if you see the spot prices, today's spot prices are a very a normal level or reduced level compared to the levels we saw during the last month. So, and that's because we have, I think, all the, we have the gas in the combined cycles. We have two large coal plants working, or new coal plants working, like ours and like Endesa's. So I think we feel very comfortable in resuming the Codelco contract starting in March.
Christian, one question related to the contract, LNG contract with the NAB and Metrogas. For how long do you have both contracts for in this year?
I think we explained that in detail in our financials. I think the Metrogas is a medium term contract for 2013, 2014, and 2015 for the first 4 months of each of those years. And the ENAP contract is a short-term deal for January to March, of this year.
ENAP to March and Metrogas to April.
No, again. ENAP, January to May.
Okay. January to May. Okay. Ahora sí.
And Metrogas, January to April, 4 months.
Okay, yeah, no, I understood. Okay, and do you expect the cost per megawatt hour that I saw this last quarter could be reduced respect in this first quarter 2003?
Yes, I think that's a very good assumption, because we also comment on our public filing that these new contracts have a more favorable commercial conditions than the deals we struck in the past.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from the line of Felipe Edorovic. Please proceed.
Hello, Macarena. In the other cost line, particularly the account of labor and supply to third parties, this account increased from $16 million to $36 million. I wanted to know if the reason of this increase, and if we should expect that to maintain levels of around 36 or around that.
This is Christian. I will take that question.
Thank you, Christian.
No, I think that was a one-time effect because of two reasons. We took some downtime in Nehuenco in order to be prepared for this quarter, this 4 month that we have gas. So we perform a maintenance, a larger maintenance that was, so the expense of that maintenance was reported last quarter. And the second effect that I comment was this non-recurrent one-time charge that we performed a very thorough analysis of the inventories and we adjust the inventory levels or the consumptions and that was a charge of $7.5 million. So that explains an increase in that line, and you shouldn't see that effect going forward.
Perfect, Christian. And then, so it was $7.5 million from the last thing you said, and the first, how much was the Nehuenco maintenance effect?
No, I don't have the exact figure, Felipe.
Okay.
In the order to $2 and $3 million.
Okay, $2 to $3 million, perfect. Also, about the $40 million related to the money you received from the Santa Maria reverse, this was account in the other income account?
That's right, the other operating income line.
The other income line, perfect. The other thing is, why did the CH and A or GAV in the Spanish account increase from 18 to 24? And if we should expect that the $24 million should maintain to the future?
As we also explained, this quarter had an increase in personnel expenses, mainly due to the bonus and other severance indemnities. It's also, I would say, an effect linked to fourth quarter seasonality, if you could call it.
One time, okay, perfect. And the last thing is, it's about the marginal cost. And if I calculate the marginal cost, taking the information you publicate in your statements, it gives me like the average marginal cost is around $144 per megawatt hour. But if I take a look to the marginal cost in the system, it is higher than that, like around $185 per megawatt hour. How can you explain this effect?
Because in that line, Felipe, that's an accounting line, which also, you know, you have the CEDEC spot selling out power. You know, you have energy and power capacity. You have other effects, like maybe some payments for the water reservoir of the system that we have been repaying. So it's you cannot, and because of the balance that you sometimes are buying at different prices of the times that you are selling, it's not a very accurate estimation, taking just the marginal cost of the system that you see reported every day.
Okay.
It's in a different situation each hour of the month.
Perfect. Great. Thank you very much, Cristian and Magdalena.
Welcome.
There are no more questions at this time.
So no, I think we have no further questions. So thank you very much again for joining us in this conference call. And as always, we are open to receive questions, Magdalena, myself. And we expect to hear from you or to be in this call
three more months.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's conference. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect. Have a great day.